Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. As punishment, he had to tell jokes at a coffee shop, but pretty much everything he said was a flop. It's producer Eddie.
Woo. Guys, the other day I witnessed a crime and it was crazy. I was driving with my kids and we were at a stop. This is broad daylight and we're at a red light and probably about three cars in front of me. You know, we're just sitting there and I hear pop, pop, pop. And I'm like, what is happening? I thought it was like backfiring, whatever, of a muffler. I look up and the car in front of me, there's a hand sticking out the window with a silver gun shooting. Pop, 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 pop.
Somebody?
No, they were kind of just shooting into a hill or like the woods. Because I looked over, I'm like, are they shooting at something?
Are you sure it was a real gun and not like...
Dude, this is a real gun. I know what real guns sound like. This is a real gun. And as soon as the light turned green, they just peeled out and took off. And I'm like, I didn't know what to do.
Gotta follow them.
But see, they
weren't chasing somebody with a gun.
And definitely not. And they weren't shooting at anyone.
I probably would have called 911 though on that if they were just shooting randomly.
You would have?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not a 911 guy. I never want to call 911.
Yeah.
As much as Lunchbox is on one side of it, I'm on the other, like with what I'm going to do. But I'd have probably called on that one.
Dude, I've never seen anyone shoot a gun in the middle of the city like that.
One of my friends, and you guys know him, was like three cars back in traffic. And somebody comes up with a gun and boom, boom, starts shooting at the car. And the car starts shooting back. Nobody got shot, but he was three cars back.
That's crazy.
That is very scary.
Did he ever tell you guys the story? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's crazy. He was just sitting in his truck.
Ooh.
Yeah, wild. I would have called 911 if that's what
you're saying. Yeah. I was asking that because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't. I was like, well, I was like, no one got hurt, so I guess there's nothing.
Did you tell your kids, look at that gun?
Well, they were in the back seat on their, like, they were just looking down, reading something. I said, did you guys see that? They're like,
it was
what?
So quick. Hey, yeah. It was bang, bang.
Yeah, they had no idea.
Let's move on to Lunchbox. When it comes to selling items from the pallet, there's been no start. So getting into business with him is never that smart. It's Lunchbox.
So I watched that, you know, the greatest night in pop or whatever the heck it's called.
And yeah, it's good. We are the world. Yeah.
It was interesting and entertaining, but I've had a nagging question since I finished it. Is how did artists back in the day get discovered? Because now I get it. There's social media. There's TV shows. There's all sorts of, you know, avenues to get discovered. Now, did you just have to be in Philadelphia and hope someone came into your little bar that you were performing at?
Sort of.
Yeah.
But it was more like being Los Angeles or Nashville.
Sure.
Or occasionally New York, because that's where the people that made the decisions lived. So that's why everybody had to move to L.A.
So it was literally you had to move to L.A. if you wanted to be a pop star.
You didn't have to, but most people did because that's where the people were that were making the decisions. You could also tour a lot. I'll give you an example, like Three Doors Down. This isn't back in the 80s, but this is like 2010s, whatever. They just toured relentlessly and had a following in the Southeast.
and they had one radio station that played their song, and so it started to sell a little bit. And then they went and bought all the albums themselves to look like it was still selling. And then somebody saw it in like a magazine and was like, we need to hear who they are. So that was a way, but mostly it was just getting in front of the right people.
Because like the one guy, it seems like that was
Bob Dylan.
Like, how does he get discovered? He sounds
one of the greatest songwriters in the history of music.
There was a music scene, like a folk singing music scene in New York City, and that's how he got discovered.
I'm not a big Bob Dylan guy, but still I can recognize one of the greatest singers. Excuse me, yeah, one of the greatest writers in music.
Yeah. It's just so, I looked at those people, I'm like, I wonder how that person got discovered. Like,
Bob Dylan wrote, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Okay, I've heard that one.
But you probably heard it by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I got, yeah, but like Stevie Wonder, how does he get discovered? Like, is he just playing somewhere?
I don't know his story.
Yeah, I don't know Stevie's story either, but probably.
Ray
but,
Charles.
But Stevie Wonder, probably was Motown. Like it's Detroit.
He was Motown, but can you imagine?
Detroit
like,
was another destination people would go to.
But even if like you went to the Best Western and you're like, dude, I saw a blind guy playing the piano. It was unbelievable. You tell your friend and
then you move on with your life.
Yeah, but didn't you watch Ray's Charles? Did you watch Ray, the movie? Like you can see or
never saw it.
You can see.
You did it?
Oh, dude, you need to watch Ray.
No, I mean, okay, but I mean I don't know why he's acting like it's crazy. I feel like we've learned
Stevie
along the
Wonder
way.
Moved to Detroit. He did it, he moved to Detroit. He then played for the people in Motown. They gave him a recording contract when he was 12.
Oh, wow.
So but there were some other people there. Getting to where they are somehow.
Like the one short guy. What was his name?
Paul Simon?
How does he get... like?
One of the greatest songwriters, Simon but also Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel.
But that's what I'm saying. How did they make... like, it's so crazy to me.
How did you get discovered doing this?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ah, that's different.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's the same thing.
No.
You're at the right place at the right time by the right person who was in that spot to go, I recognize something.
But that's what I'm saying. Boom. Those people, they literally had that one shot, that one moment.
Yeah, like so one opportunity.
No. Yeah. Nowadays, artists, I feel like, have a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
There are more,
yes,
yeah.
But we're not arguing that.
I'm just like, it blows my mind that, they just happen to be.
You can mail something.
Oh,
from
yeah.
One part of the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it can get there the next day.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, someone could be in an airport, and they're just walking by a bar, and they hear them, and that's how they got discovered.
Yes.
But there have been people on the show that I've just heard randomly. We brought in, next thing you know, they're signed to a deal at number one song.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, it's happened multiple times.
Not randomly. They emailed you a song.
Okay, back then they mailed songs.
True.
To the record
label. Or they would drop them off.
That's true. Emailed.
But you have no idea if they got it. Email, you know they got it. In the mail?
No, you don't. I guess you don't. Look at Amy's phone. She got a 700.
Oh, my God.
700,000.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
He doesn't get it, man.
You guys are idiots.
And you can mail stuff from California to New York.
We're the idiots, bro.
Over to Amy. She recently did a color matching appointment, which is weird. And her morning corny brings us lots of enjoyment. It's Amy.
Woo! Yeah,
the color matching wasn't hair. It was like clothes.
McCool summer.
Gosh. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we'll be hair, clothes, makeup. Okay, so I think parents love when they hear their kids introduce new words into their vocabulary. I don't know. Just feels really good. Like my daughter, she ruined a sweatshirt. She had it on and she was cleaning her bathroom. Love that as well. But she put the little bottle of bleach or the bottle of cleaner had bleach in it and she put it up against her sweatshirt and ruined it. And she came downstairs and she's like, oh, she goes, I am so distraught right now. And I just like, I got so happy. I mean, I know she's distraught about her sweatshirt, but she could have said like, I'm so mad right now. Or, ugh, I can't believe I did this and just kept it very.
Is this more than just a kid saying a word as they get older, but your daughter has English as her second language?
Well, yeah, English is second language, but I feel like even if English was her first language, I'd be very impressed with distraught.
Well, if he ever said distraught, I'd be like, Lunchbox, that's good job, man.
And I just was, it made me want to try to up my vocabulary at times, too, and introduce new words and not just say the same thing over and over. But
the problem is I never sound dumber when I say a word wrong. So it's like if I'm even like,
well, but like
slightly, I'm like, I can't do it. And sometimes I still say a word completely wrong.
Yeah, but you dropped one on us the other day. I can't remember it, but you just like out of nowhere, you were like, and we were all.
All of us were like, huh? What is that?
But
what
I don't
was that?
It wasn't a word that I don't use.
I've never heard you use that word.
What's the word then?
Don't remember, dude. I still don't know what it is.
What was it, Mike?
Such a rare word that we don't know.
You guys are haters.
No.
You're reading a book, and
you were 850 pages in.
Laborious.
That's
laborious.
Hey, that's like laboring.
This book is so laborious. I'm on page 550 of it.
Laboring. I don't feel like that's
double one in one sentence. I remember it vividly.
But we were proud of you.
You don't remember vividly because you didn't know the word.
I don't remember the word because it's too big for me.
Bones, we were proud of you that you use a new word.
Thank you. I'm so distraught about you guys treating me like this. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he never gets distraught, and he's taught us a lot. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Hey, Scuba Steve, will you come up to the microphone? It's right there.
Here we go.
So I drove. I was at the store yesterday, sporting goods store.
It's like grocery store. No,
I don't go grocery store. I needed like four pair of black socks. And so I swing in to get some socks, and I come out. And it's not bad, but somebody bumped the side of my Hyundai.
The back bumper?
Not a dent, but the back bumper. It's like a on the side. What do I do?
Did you call the police or file an insurance report?
No, because it's so small.
Okay. Did you see this person? Obviously, is gone. You didn't.
Is it the parking lot? I was like, oh, look at that. You should go look at it. It's, okay. You can, if I say look, you see it. If you don't, it just looks like dirt, but it's there. Okay. So what happens now?
Well, I mean, the car is covered by insurance. You signed paperwork when we first gave it off to you.
Mine or theirs?
I think it's a little bit of both because there's a company that does all the distribution of the vehicle and brings it here and yada, yada, yada.
You should go. Can you call Scuba? Call the studio line and go look at it live.
Wait, Scuba, you don't remember what happened the time I wrecked a car?
He's taking his headphones off. You backed into something, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was somebody like scratched only a side of it. And I don't own I drive the Hyundai all the time and I don't own it. Right. But I don't want to have to pay for it.
No.
Oh, okay. I get it. So you weren't at fault, whereas I was. Fault for the car I was driving through.
I don't know. The object could have been at fault.
There was a non-moving object.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that put it there.
Yeah, put him up whenever he gets out there. Scuba's walking out to the garage.
Oh, no.
Scuba, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm walking through right now.
It's the back driver's side.
Back. Oh, boy, yeah. That's visible.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't
that means he saw it.
No, because he's looking, dummy.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. You pointed it out.
Can you buff? Some of that can get buffed out, though, right?
Well, some of it took out the paint, so you can't really buff that.
Nail polish.
I mean, they're going to know, for sure.
They're going to know.
Oh, yeah, they're going to know. The paint's off on the silver part.
Oh.
What do we do?
I have to definitely let them know, because they're going to want to repair it. Dude. They're very particular about the way the vehicle looks.
What if we just give it back whenever we give it back and then
see if maybe they won't notice
our fingers?
I don't know. I think it's a report that's just to keep the relationship that we have with them.
Will you take the blame and say you did it?
I'll take the fall, sure.
No kidding. That's what happened. I came back. Somebody scratched it up. It sucks.
That's the easy part.
All right, buddy. All right, thank you for checking it out. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all good.
Now, I need my happy light because that doesn't make me happy.
Turn it on.
Let me turn my happy light on. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, Bobby Bones. I've worked at my current job as an admin assistant for 9 years. Over that time, I've seen my office manager steal from the company numerous times. She does it in various ways, sometimes purchased items such as gift cards intended to be handed out for employees, but those tend to go missing. Sometimes she uses the company credit card for personal purchases and she turns in false receipts. She's even stolen holiday cash bonuses intended for employees and money out of the petty cash box. She has stolen an excess that I'm aware of $1,000. Now, part of my job involves creating and submitting monthly reports that can reflect these missing monies, but our accounting department has never noticed or asked about it. I've never spoken to her directly about it. My question is, should I contact upper management and out my boss? If so, how do I go about doing so? Please help. Signed, employee in the know. Mm. I guess it depends. This shouldn't be what it depends on, but it depends if you like your boss or not.
Yeah. But they said that it's part of their job, so that's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. Part of their job to see if money's missing.
But I'm sure they're not highlighting and pointing an arrow at it going, here it is. This $1,000 is missing, and she's doing it. I'm sure it's probably in some numbers, and it's within the plus or minus of a certain point if it's small.
Can't she go to if it's part of her report, which she probably sends to that boss, but is there a way to turn it in to where you don't say specifically who, but that this is missing, like you're saying?
There is a way.
Yeah.
And I think she's doing exactly what she's asked to do, but it's not enough for them. Again, because there's a plus minus. It's a register. You want the register to be exactly on. But Hobby Lobby, if you were $3 or $4 under or over, that was just how the day went. It just makes sense. You mess up. Or one way or the other. I'm assuming that's what it is, but she knows she's seeing her steal stuff.
Dang.
I think if you don't like your boss and she's making it miserable on everybody at work, if she's a toxic person, you just go to a superior over that person and you tell them with your mouth. Don't tell them in writing.
Oh, no, proof. Never. And is this the type of person to retaliate?
Which is...
Like how, Amy?
That's Amy.
I don't know. Well, I always weigh that
they
option.
They have to get fired if you tell on them.
Yeah, and then they come to your house and kill you.
Well, so no, you've really taken it to level 10 real quick. Amy's fighting Bowser again. We did not do that. But what we need to do is, if you do take this to any supervisor, they must be fired. That's the intention, and they must not know it was you that told on them. And that's why you say with mouth.
But you're the one that tracks the money.
Doesn't matter. Somebody else could see them steal the gift cards and the employee. You know.
And here's the problem too, though. Whenever you go one level above your boss, you don't know what their relationship is.
Right, they could be best friends.
That's why you don't write it. You just say.
But even if you say it,
it's a risk.
Like they can be like, okay, thank you,
here's
Bobby.
Here's the problem: if they fire you or they retaliate, then you report that about both of them.
Then it's war.
No. Then they both get fired. It's not war, Amy. Now you've scared him.
I don't think it's worth it. I think you just shut up.
If your job is, as long as you're not going to get in trouble because you're reporting it, and as long as it's a healthy work environment, you just keep reporting it like you are and let your job continue. You're not there to be the savior. You're there to do what you're doing, which is you are reporting it. However, if it's a toxic work environment, and it's getting worse, or you could get in trouble because they're not seeing it, you have to go and tell somebody above them. I would maybe even go two spots up because of that possible relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Amy, you're going to...
No, I'm just thinking about if I found out you were skimming money off of something, I'm not going to anybody. Because I feel like they'd be like, you're so valuable, they'd get rid of me. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, Amy.
I don't know what you mean. Like killing someone's family and mom?
No, they don't have to get rid of me in that way, but they're going to be like, we just need to protect Bobby. It's a shame he's doing this. We'll figure that out, but we got to get rid of her since she knows about it.
You are so paranoid.
Yeah.
That would not happen. I would demand they get rid of me and reward you for double money.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would say. If it's toxic at work, you need to tell. If there's a chance you could get in trouble by not telling, you need to tell. Mm-hmm. If you're just doing your job and it's not toxic at work, now you're chilly.
So because this is her job, it can't be not my circus, right. Not my monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Or chilly.
Chilly.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Guys, the rule is if you're not feeling good, you do not have to come to work. Meaning you know how valuable you are to this organization. We depend on each other. Others depend on you. But if you're not well, get well and come back. You're better healthy than if you just drag it out. And I'm asking that. Does anybody have an illness that they want to... Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Everybody good? Okay. Eddie?
Bones. I looked over at Lunchbox's computer, and he was searching strep throat tests. And so I think that he has strep throat, and he's trying to figure it out so he doesn't have to miss work.
I feel like you would want to miss work, right?
100%. I'd be out. No problem.
Why were you Googling strep throat tests?
Because my wife wasn't feeling good, so she said,
gosh, we have it. Everybody has it.
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming
goes
now.
Oh, my gosh. Real fast, and then.
You bring it to us, then we have it. The only time I got COVID was from you.
That's right. Playing golf.
I could have got it from you.
No. That's not what happened at all.
But your whole family had it, right?
And then you gave it to me. Because then you were like, I had COVID when I was with you, and I was like,
my wife wasn't feeling good, and so she was like, I tried to call the ear, nose, throat doctor, whatever, but they didn't have an appointment till the middle of March, and so she was like, can I just get one at CVS? Like, do they have, take-home kits? And so I was Googling to see if you could do a take-home kit at CVS.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
And does she?
But she went to the actual, clinic at the CVS, she got the results.
Oh, no. If you say she has strep throat,
and?
We're about to flip our crap. Because that's very contagious. It's awful, too. But yes, she had strep throat.
She was positive.
Oh, that's it. Bones, we got to send him out.
When's the last time y'all kissed?
When's the last time I breathed?
It's been a few days.
We got it.
Okay.
Not last night.
But, no. But, I mean, and she started feeling bad.
He was Googling it for him.
It was, man.
No, it wasn't for me. I haven't taken a test.
How's your throat?
Great. Like a champ.
No.
It's coming, Bones.
No, because she started feeling bad, because my four-year-old was feeling bad this past weekend, and he tested positive for strep on Sunday.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, it goes around the family.
And now you're going to bring it to
this family.
No.
Oh, no.
Do we need to quarantine in a different studio?
Yes, please, right now. Why are we waiting?
Because you're sitting right next to him.
Dude, I can touch him. Like, he can breathe on me right now.
No, but here's the thing.
Kiss him.
No.
So they tested, and we were good. And so then I took to the other two to the doctor yesterday. They're positive.
Oh my gosh. Everybody has strep but you.
I got it now then.
It says here strep throat can be contagious for about 2 to 3 weeks in individuals who are not taking antibiotics.
No, they're on antibiotics, so
okay,
I'm good.
So only contagious for 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, I was good. The doctor even told me.
But you could have it. It could be lying dormant in you. And right. It just has. Oh, Eddie?
What?
That's up.
Dude, you got to put him in the other room now.
What if I just put him down?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That seems a bit extreme.
It is a bit extreme.
I was over the line there.
A little too much.
That was a little.
You start to feel a little tingle,
I promise. I wouldn't do it. I'd take days off, no problem.
Wait. Why do we win for the tingle? It's coming, man.
They're on antibiotics.
Yeah, but if they got it before they knew they had it or anybody else had it, meaning somebody had it and then somebody else got it before they knew that the other person even had it. So antibiotics are good, but you may already have it before they got on antibiotics.
And even when they got on the antibiotics, they're still contagious for 48 hours.
No, 24.
It says 24.
I'm just telling you what the doctor said. Look, we went to the thing yesterday, and she was like, oh, you'll do...
Are you going
to
tell us?
He was never
going to
tell us.
Your whole family has strep throat?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you right now.
Yes,
it's too late. We already outed you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll tell you.
It's a good thing I look at his computer, man. Usually it's useless, like girls dancing and stuff like that.
Just Google stuff all the time?
All day.
Stupid stuff?
Mostly it's articles of just celebrity girls in bikinis. But that time I was like, strep throat. He Googled first sore throat. And then after that, he Googled strep throat tests. I'm like, this is where it's serious.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor on Sunday when I took my four-year-old in, she just looked in his throat. And she goes, yeah, it's going to be positive. She even did the little... Blah, blah, blah.
Can Eddie look in your throat right now?
No.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Don't even get me close.
Just hold it open. Eddie, see if you...
No, you got to do the flashlight. Light. You got to get your phone
take
light.
Take your phone light and just look in there.
Can I get a mask on or something?
You can if you want. The doctor didn't have one on.
Pull your Florida State jersey over your face.
Yeah.
Okay. How does that look in there?
It's white. Is it supposed to be white?
What?
Like his tongue?
Dude... This idiot is shutting it in my eyes, not even in my throat.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Okay.
Don't breathe on my
phone. Hey, stop licking your tongue at him like that.
I mean, it looks fine. It's a little like the tongue is white.
If it's really white, that's a fungal mouth infection.
Yeah, fungal mouth.
No, that's what my, yeah.
That's what your kids have? Yeah, fungal mouth.
White tongue may signal a yeast or bacterial.
You have a yeast infection.
Or bacterial.
Oh, a yeast infection.
Infection. Oh,
bro, you need to get that fixed.
Bro, you have a yeast infection.
That's cool.
What's he need to go buy at the store today for a yeast infection?
That's in that the
okay, guys. A white tongue can mean bacterial infection, and strep throat is bacterial.
Hey, Bones, does he have to get a dude?
We should get a doctor look at his throat.
he has to do that to his mouth.
He has a lunchbox has a yeast infection.
In your mouth,
yeah.
Dude.
So we need to get you checked out.
I'm good, man. You're healthy as an ox.
He has streptococcus.
Excuse me?
A what?
Amy, why? There's always a new level you take us to.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's
inadvertently. Is that what it's called?
That's group A strep.
Show me group A strep. Let me say it. As a doctor, I can probably say it on the air, if that's what it's called. You know, because I have medical clearance. Lunchbox has a little something called streptococcus.
Yeah.
Streptococcus.
Is that how he got the yeast infection?
Streptococcus yeast infection.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, right. No.
All right. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Get better.
I'm not sick. I'm good.
You're about to be sick.
Does his throat really look weird? Is it white?
It's white, yeah.
All right. Let's play this song. This is George Burr's Cowboy Songs. And while you're listening to the song, we're all going to be infected with streptococcus.
This is
all right, here we go.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Ellie Breach, she plays soccer at the University of Pittsburgh. Well, last Christmas, she found her dad unresponsive. And she acted quickly. She knew CPR, and she did CPR on her dad and saved her dad's life. Her dad even says that if it wasn't for her showing up, he probably would have been dead. But here's the crazy part. The reason she knows CPR is because Damar Hamlin, who plays for the Buffalo Bills, last year, Monday Night Football, he actually had cardiac arrest on the field, and they had to do CPR on him. And he's actually good now. He plays football still. And because someone knew CPR, they saved his life, he went back to Pittsburgh University and said, hey, make this a big deal. We want everyone to be access to CPR classes, and we want to let people know that CPR is available for everyone. Now over 100 students at Pitt University know CPR because of this campaign.
And she's one of them.
Including Ellie.
So she saved her dad because DeMar Hamlin.
That's right.
It's like, you know, when you go through something bad, it's like, well, what does this make possible? And now it's made possible that this dad is alive.
And maybe this dad, who knows? Butterfly effect.
Guys, that's why we all need to know CPR.
So I do. Let me guess, you want to learn it?
I know CPR.
He already knows it. He had to take it for his kids when he adopted.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was a lifeguard.
Yeah, how many saves do you have?
I have 3 saves. One was a double save.
I think
you ever
it's
had
just
to do lifeguard CPR on anybody?
No. I just had to jump in the pool and save them. No CPR though.
I think not it's just
no, the pool.
Oh, you just walked to the part where you touch. All right, thank you. Nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's trivia. It's elder versus millennial. It's Eddie, the oldest on our show. It's Swifty Lauren, the youngest on our show. Winner of this is the champion today.
Yeah!
This is it. Winner's the champion. Eddie, I'm going to introduce you first.
Okay, come on.
Up first, he's the dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic.
Yeah.
He just gave birth to 10 butterflies, and he sees the championship in his eyes.
That sounds
it's
weird.
Producer Eddie! Eddie,
what's
she'll
up,
know
man?
The answer to these.
Okay.
These are for you. What's the sitch is a catchphrase from what 2000s Disney show? I'm going to play you a clip.
So what's the sitch?
What's the sitch?
Listen to the clip because there are also sounds in the clip, obviously. Go ahead.
So what's the sitch?
Okay. I like it. That's a good hint. Give me Veronica Mars.
Wow, no.
Oh.
Lauren, you can steal?
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible's correct.
Oh. What were the sounds I was looking for?
Like, doom, doom, doom.
Lasers and stuff?
She was doing Kim Possible things.
Yeah. Okay.
Eddie, what's the name of Taylor Swift's brother who shares his name with a city?
She has a brother? And he, his name's a city. Oh, that's Dallas Swift.
I know she knows it.
San Antonio?
So yeah.
That's Austin. Austin Swift.
Oh, my goodness. That's so close. It's 3 hours away.
Lauren 2, Eddie 0.
Oh, my
Eddie,
goodness.
Eddie, you could lose the championship.
This is not good.
Eddie, Lady Gaga wore a dress made entirely of what at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2010?
Meat!
Correct.
Meat! All right, I got one.
Eddie with one. Swiftie Lauren with two.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Lauren, are you ready?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm ready.
Thunderstruck is a song from what classic rock band?
AC/DC.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How did she know that?
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
You're on the ropes, Eddie.
If she gets any more right, she's the champion. Or if she misses it, then you miss it.
Uh-huh.
She's the champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Swiftie Lauren, what's the name of the keychain-sized virtual pet simulation game that became popular in the 90s?
Tamagotchi.
Correct. Winner.
Wow. I'm out.
Dude, that was terrible. That was like going all the way to the Super Bowl just to like not score a touchdown.
She won Rookie of the Year and the Super Bowl the same year.
And that was a comeback because I was on a losing streak.
And a comeback.
That's true.
She's good, man. I feel bad for the next challenger, whoever's going to challenge her.
So, Lauren, who do you want to be the elder against you the next round? Because Eddie's eliminated.
I'm done.
Would you like for it to be Amy or Lunchbox? You get to pick your elder.
Man, you're picking your opponent, so you think you can beat that person. That's trash talk. Bulletin board material.
So, who would you like to have as your elder starting next week?
Well, let's do Lunchbox.
Okay.
I want to test his knowledge.
Oh, you're about to get tested.
You have anything to say back?
Oh. No, because I don't know any of those answers.
Yeah.
When I was listening to Eddie, I was like, I don't know any of those.
Swiftie Lauren is the champion. The new elder will be Lunchbox starting next week.
I mean, here's the crazy part. Even the questions you ask her, I don't know the answer to.
Oh, yeah. You don't even know the elder questions.
Like, I don't know the elder questions.
Do you want to hear some more elder questions?
Yeah.
If you got them. What was the name of the toy line that featured small plastic figures with exaggerated features and colorful hair?
Oh, Trolls.
That would have been a question that you should know.
Yeah.
Lauren would have gotten asked. Okay. How about this one? What's the occupation of Frasier in the show Frasier?
Well, he does radio, but he's also a Dr. Frasier Kring.
I accept it. Radio and psychiatrist. Yep. Who is the actress that played Princess Leia in the original Star Wars?
Julia Roberts.
Correct.
Are you serious?
No, it's Carrie Fisher. But see, you did pretty good. You did pretty good. Lauren, we'll see you next week.
Great job.
I'll see you next week.
Let's do this.
And Lunchbox, we'll see you next week, too.
Woo!
It's a democracy with bits here. We have four people that have submitted a bit. Pick a bit. Lunchbox sent his bit in. He said, for pick a bit, I'd like to suggest this bit. Lunchbox almost lost his family and almost spent the rest of his life in prison. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back after Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Even wrote the tease. Points for that. Morgan wrote, I had my first experience with a UFO and now I'm scared. That's one of the bits we could pick. Raymundo wrote, cops on my doorstep. Raymundo already had a cop come to his new house and flash his badge.
That's interesting.
It is. And then Eddie has, I have a way the Lunchbox keeps the ultimate running for a long, long time. I found a way this could be possible if he really wants it.
This is legit, man.
So the voters will be me, Amy, and Mike D. Amy, of those bits, you got Lunchbox and the family thing, got Eddie and the Ultima, Morgan and the UFO, Ray at the cop at his doorstep.
Yeah, I want to hear Lunchboxes. Okay.
Thank you, Amy. Yes! Let's go!
Mike?
They'll want to know how he lost his family. Going with Lunchbox.
Well, then my vote doesn't matter, so Lunchbox?
And what were you going to vote?
My vote doesn't matter.
No, so. I would like to hear. Were you going to vote for me? Is it a unit? Is it a sweep?
I was going to vote for Morgan.
UFOs.
But we don't get to do it. Pick a bit time, Lunchbox. The bit has been picked.
So, are you ready to do it right now, or you want to come back after Morgan Wallen?
We don't have Morgan Wallen to play, and secondly, we just did the tease for it. Here is the pitch. Lunchbox almost lost his family and almost spent the rest of his life in prison. You don't want to miss this. You're up.
So I got a note from my kid's daycare saying that one of my kids, when they go out to recess, doesn't, like, they give you a progress report, doesn't interact with other kids, kind of plays by himself. And I'm like, is my kid a loser? Like, does he not have friends? I'm going to see if, like, this is true. So I know what time they go out to the playground. So there's a parking garage that you can go and you can look over the fence.
You crept on your kid.
So it's around 2:30 in the afternoon. So I went, got some Chick-fil-A, rolled up there in the parking garage in the Altima, sat on the hood and peeked over while they played on the playground.
With binoculars?
Not with binoculars.
That's why I like preschoolers. I get older.
All right, all right. Yeah.
But someone in a nearby office building saw me sitting on my hood looking into the playground.
Yeah. Like just a creepy guy.
Yeah. And
eating they your lunch.
Eating my lunch.
I do it every day. And
they called police. Yeah. And so the police came up in the parking garage to figure out what I was doing. And I told them, oh, my kids.
You told them your kid got a progress report?
And so they had to go down to the school and verify that my kid was on the playground and I was not just some dude looking at the playground.
Is this real?
Also, not that I'm for it. Can you not just be a dude looking at the playground?
That's not a good look.
I know, but why
not would, a good
but,
look. Could,
but did cops arrest somebody for just looking at a playground?
No, but they look they into look it. Into They're it. Investigating.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Like, let's say I'm taking pictures of the playground.
But you weren't, though, were you?
No.
Okay.
But I'm saying.
Just video. It.
Are you sure?
So what did you, okay, two, I want to go first. What did you see with your kid?
He does kind of, but he is two. So I don't know if two-year-olds really play together. It's more, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's not really, he doesn't look like he has many friends.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, maybe I got to teach him how to, like, go up to people and be like, hey, let's play.
And how long did you sit up there and watch?
30 minutes.
And how long, while you were sitting there, did it take for the cops to get there?
Oh, 30 minutes.
Oh, so you only stopped because they showed up.
Yeah, because they're on the playground for 45 minutes.
Did it scare you when they pulled up?
I was just like, oh, what's going on? I didn't know. I just thought they were driving through the parking garage.
And how do they initiate that conversation?
They're like, oh, what are you, they said, we got a call that you're watching the kids on the playground.
Did they think you were creepy? They treat you like that?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, no. I said.
Oh, that helps.
No.
And so they had me get off the car, obviously. And they sit there and they're like, what's, and I say, my kid's out of the playground. And they told me that he doesn't have any friends. So I just wanted to see how he acts on the playground. They go, so your kid is on the playground.
Oh, they definitely think he's a creeper. Yeah.
And they're like, they're like, we're going to have to go down to the school and confirm this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's fine. They're like, well, you'll wait here. And they sent his partner.
Someone stayed with you, so he didn't run off.
Yeah. And smart. They go down there and they talk to the director. And
did they point at you?
No, they showed him my picture.
What?
And that's how I was let go. So I almost got arrested for being a pedophile.
Well, I mean,
that's what it was.
Wow. No.
But watching
you weren't
kids
almost a
you
pedophile.
You weren't.
I think you were arrested because they thought there was a chance that somebody was creepy.
There you go, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Not a pedophile.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you, though. So whatever. What did they say to you whenever you were freed?
They just said, you know, we got a call. We got to look. It seems weird. A guy sitting on a car looking at the playground.
It sure does.
So
yeah.
Probably not do that in the future and have a nice day. And they watched me drive out the parking garage.
I'll say it. If you guys don't want to, this is the greatest pick a bit.
No. I'll say
ever.
It too. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
Good job.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Not clickbait.
And you said they thought you were a pedophile, and you weren't, but you went hard on what they thought you might have been, and I can appreciate that.
Follow through right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, it was like.
Shout out to the police, too. That's
what?
Awesome.
Tell your wife.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She was like, you can never talk about it on the radio.
You showed her.
So I waited a couple months, and then
oh,
I told
this
you.
Is a couple months ago.
Yeah. I had to let that kind of like, oh, because like it was a weird feeling.
That's a great
I'm sure it was.
Being called a, they didn't call me a pedophile.
Creeper.
Being treated like you could have been.
Correct.
Some, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Have you been back?
No.
He's not
he doesn't
again.
Even like drop his kids off.
That parking garage is off limits.
Possibly the greatest pick a bit in the history of pick a bits.
That's really good,
let's
man.
Let's be honest. There he is, Lunchbox. Yeah. Great job, buddy. Great job. And all you were looking out for your kid, it was love.
That's all it was
love.
Yes.
Wow.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What kind of voice do you think you have? Like, do you think it's low?
No.
Do you think you talk slow?
I don't. I talk way fast. And I would say it's a little higher than mid. I do not have a good speaking voice, and I do not speak in a pattern that is comfortable. I should not be doing this job.
Okay.
Why? Lunchbox has a deep voice.
Yeah, I got a man voice.
Yeah, so that's really attractive. It's an attractive trait.
I
know.
He turns me on talking.
And partners, like, the deeper the voice, the more attractive you are to people.
Yeah, I agree. Every time he talks, I'm like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
And then tempo, slower is the better way to go.
I'm disgusting then.
Mm-hmm. It gives you power and confidence when you talk slowly.
I feel like, Amy, you have a pretty low female. I'm talking slow. I feel like in the land of female voices, yours is slightly lower than average and mine's slightly higher than male average. But I think you have a good voice. You do talk a little fat. You just jump around. I talk fast.
Well, you kind of mumble sometimes.
Why are we attacking still?
No, that's a good thing.
He mumbles?
No. Sometimes you kind of...
And he's like, sometimes you pee a little and I see it and I don't say anything.
No, women see men who mumble as more attractive because it's associated with being macho.
Hey, that's why she said it.
Mm-hmm. And men are attracted to women with clear pronunciation.
Oh my gosh.
Pronunciation.
That's hilarious.
We are not attractive.
Yeah, Amy.
Shoot. Dang it.
We're all ugly. Oh,
and then the louder the voice, the more power you have.
I tell you, sometimes you see me biting my fist, it's because Lunchbox is talking and I'm like, turns me on.
Attractive.
All right, what else?
Okay, so yesterday in the news, Bobby had a story about dinner time was like...
When people fight.
The most popular time for families to fight. And this family in Nashville has gone viral for having... dinner by candlelight. Not every night, but it's something that they've incorporated.
Like Abe Lincoln style or like soap opera, like romantic style.
It's a candlelight dinner. No, it's a family. They have kids, but it's something that brings them together and sort of just like shuts out everything else. No. And then they focus on conversation. And
I feel like this is the dad teaching them a lesson about bills.
Right?
Or that.
About electricity. Yeah,
because I got my electric bill this month and mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Dude, candles at the dinner table, like there's going to be a fire.
With all my kids. Yeah, for sure. Odds, yes.
Well, hasn't been yet. One of their kids is 4 years old and loves it. And it's something that's become the norm at their home. So I was just sharing it as something for people to try out, maybe. If you want to do a candlelight dinner with your family.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
It seems easy.
Very stressful. Like a lot of work because you already got to get everybody together. You got to get the food. You got to light the candles. You got to hope one of the kids doesn't grab the candle and light the other kid's hair on fire.
Exactly.
Okay, well, keep them in the middle and don't touch them. It doesn't seem that hard. Around the room, say I if you think Bobby's super lucky.
I think I work hard to be in a position.
You were going
to
say us.
Then when luck. That wasn't nay.
So a study showed how unlucky people are. And it said that so many people feel super unfortunate all throughout the day. Like one in five feel like they just have the worst luck ever.
It's
like
all perspective.
Stepping in dog stuff. Sitting
they could have
got
hit by a car. And thankfully, they stepped in the dog stuff to make them stop and look at their shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could have got hit by a car or shot.
Losing packages, like all kinds of things. But I feel like when you're looking for unlucky things all the time or you're focusing on your unlucky moments, then you see more unlucky moments.
And then when you look at somebody who's lucky or you think he is, you're unfair to that person and you should give him $5.
Oh.
But you are at the end of the day very lucky.
I put myself in a good place for good things to happen.
You're lucky, man.
Okay.
Very lucky.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A trail camera in Colorado caught a missing dog alive and healthy after 11 months. There was a big avalanche, and the dog and its owner were hitting the avalanche. Lost the dog because it was just snow. He was able to survive, the human. And so they set up these cameras, and they put food in all these places. And after 11 months, they found the dog.
Wow.
That's wild. Right now, there's a center that has them because they found them. We did the cameras. We used to do some of the camera stuff. Very rudimentary when I was in Arkansas for hunting. But then mm-hmm. when I did Bear Grylls, we put them up in the mountains, the Running Wild with Bear Grylls, the show. But that's what they did. And what happened is GoFundMe people donated to put the cameras up and then to keep them running. And they found the dog.
That's really cool. Man, those avalanches are crazy. Like, people are like, what's that sound? And then before you know it, you're covered in snow.
Is that true or just on TV? That part, what's that sound?
I saw it in a movie.
Got it.
Yeah, The Society of the Snow. You ever seen that one? Mm-hmm. It's about the plane crash in the Andes.
That's the miracle in the Andes.
But
you
I mean,
know about it.
Is it actually something where they go, what's that sound?
Yeah, they're just like, what is that sound? You just hear...
They hear it from a distance.
And then before you know it, you're just under snow. Crazy. And you lose people. And like these people, they lost their dog.
If you do hear that, the woomph sound, it means it's imminent, I'm being told. Like if you do, it's almost like you can't run because it's close enough to you.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Man.
But you always say too, if you're under the avalanche,
you don't know how to dig out, right? Because you don't know what, because it could have spun you up. You could be head be low, yeah. Feet be high. You don't know. So what you do is you pee or you spit.
You spit.
You let it dribble.
I like the pee,
but you just can't go. You can't go tough because that's force. You just let it hang, and whichever way it drops, that is
down.
So you dig the other way,
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Remember that, just in case.
Well, I don't.
Or if you just feel like right now you don't know what's up or down, just dribble, see where it goes. There you go. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.